at the time, Denise was 48 years old, and she was working as a nurse's aide. She was a very responsible person, and she was used to getting a full night's sleep through the night. But when all this started suddenly on April 20th, 2008, it began with her little Yorkie dog named Alex. He woke her up growling. She'd never heard him do this before. And then the growl went to a bark, forcing her to get out of bed. And she went through the back door, which came out of their bedroom, with her dog. Her husband was still asleep in the bed. And now she and her little dog are standing out in the backyard. She's wondering what in the world is wrong. And she said, there was this bright light. I looked up, and it was a huge round disc that had three white beam lights coming down from underneath it. And around this disc were blue and green windows. And some distance away, but always staying in tandem with the disc, was a reddish pink light that was blinking and not attached to the craft. She was convinced. However, she said, I knew in my mind that this pink-red light was part of something because both of them would move. They would go very rapidly. The pink light would stay in tandem. The big craft would stop. The pink-red light would stop. Then they would move again in this really strange stop-start motion in the sky. And she said then, it was about a month later, mid-May, exactly the same thing happens again. Her dog wakes her up, is growling again, and there it all happens in the sky. And then the third time, June 12th, 2008, at 1 a.m., this is the same, she hears the growl. Now she is feeling like, I cannot believe this is the third time. She opens the door. She steps out, and it appeared to her that this large disc that was essentially whitish-yellow, and in a photograph, you can see it at earthfiles.com, with this pink light. There's a beautiful photo. She didn't get many. Her camera wouldn't function as people, her daughter's camera. They tried to get photos eventually. They kept having their cameras fail, new digital cameras, but she did get a few, and one of them at earthfiles.com is definitely worth looking at, because here is that bright whitish glowing object in the upper right corner, and then there is that pinkish red object that she said was always present. And I'm not going to go into the fourth, fifth, and sixth incidents, because I want now for you and the Coast audience to hear Denise Murder, who is now 51 years old and a child care provider, and in Levittown, Pennsylvania, describe what happened on this incredible June 12th, 2008, when the disc does something with sparkling light.
Okay.
It was the same as before. I was sound asleep, and my dog was growling again, and I knew that they were back. Oh, God, they're back. So I went out, and my dog went out, and he wouldn't go out all the way this time. He stayed real close to the back sliding glass doors like he was frightened or something. So then I looked in the two directions of where the disc usually is, like over top these two trees. Well, this time it is like right near my place, and it's full view, and it was lower than usual. And I just watched it moving around the sky, and it's a movement that no other craft can do. My family was aviation my whole life, my mom and my dad, and I grew up in the airline business, so I know it wasn't anything like that. Just the way it moved and stuff, I just watched it and thought, oh, God, I wonder what it's going to do next. It was just the craziest thing. It would, like, be in one spot and then shift to another spot within seconds and just hold still, and it kept doing it again. It was just, like, move in these crazy motions, stand still, and then shift real quick to the next spot. It was real fast motion.
So it moves spot to spot?
Yes, in seconds. And I'm standing there staring at it, and the next thing I know, it looked like it was snowing in June, and it was coming down fast, and it was sparkling. It looked like millions of lightning bugs, was coming down. I actually closed my eyes and opened it again. I'm thinking, am I sleepwalking? I just couldn't even believe it. And it came into my tree by my back window, and the whole tree was lit up like it was Christmas. It was just sparkling, magical, and I just couldn't take my eyes off of it. And it also dumped stuff into another tree that was far away, and it came down the same exact time, and that tree was all sparkling. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And my dog just stood there, and I just stood there. And next thing you know, could have been 15 minutes later, I stood there the whole entire time, like frozen. A thing came over me. Oh, my God, this is frightening. And then something in my mind, like, just said, don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you. And I just stood there and just watched it. And then next thing you know, all the sparkle stuff went back up and met in a V to the object and went back in. And then it just kind of took off.
Wow, so you're talking about the privet tree next to the back door in your bedroom. It was sparkling from, I understand the description was that when you looked at crystal in your apartment giving off light, you said what was dropping down from the craft looked like the sparkles from crystal?
Yes.
And that these were sort of like squares of light?
Yeah, it was just like lights on your Christmas tree.
What was the very next thing that happened?
I think as soon as it went up, it was just a few minutes, and then eventually took off real fast, like sideways, just vanished.
What shape did you see first, this craft, when the squares of crystal light came down over the privet and the silver maple?
It was definitely an oval shape, or a round shape, I should say. And then it was the three lights on the bottom of the craft. Just like before, the windows were like a bluish green, and the thing that I saw that was red didn't seem to be attached to it, but it was following it. Wherever it moves, that pink reddish light was definitely part of whatever was going on.
This pinkish red light seemed to be independently moving from the round disc craft with the three white lights?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I forgot to tell you, on the second sighting, when I got my camera out, I had so much trouble with the camera, and it was a brand new camera. The camera kept shutting off on me.
Which might have been from interference with whatever field was around that craft.
Right. It kept shutting off and shutting off.
When you first went out with your dog barking and afraid to go forward, you're seeing the three white lights underneath, and you're seeing these greenish-blue, what appeared to be windows around the perimeter of something that's round. And the reddish-pink light, is it moving separate?
Yeah, if it stands still, the red light would be at a standstill, and it was not looking connected to it, but it was with it at all times. And it was at a standstill when the stuff started coming down. And my dog just stood there and watched also, you know, but I was afraid for his safety. But something just came over me and just let me know that I didn't have to be afraid.
Was it like a telepathic thought in your mind?
Yes, definitely.
Did it have the quality of a male voice or a female voice?
That's really interesting that you asked that. If I had a guess of what I remember, it was a male.
As you think about it right now, what are the words that you remember coming into your mind?
I just remember being a little frightened for the dog. He was going to be killed or something. And I just remember feeling or hearing, like, I'm not going to hurt you. Don't be afraid.